opportunities are endless when it comes to Stitch. Okay, you never know where he's going to end up. I'll just say that. It's going to be good, and like I said, this Monday's episode, I think you guys will really dig. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be a steamy episode.
As Dr. Ben Stitch Rayburn on CBS Daytime's The Young and the Restless, our guest today has soap fans aching to check out his bedside manner. On today's episode of the Daytime Confidential Podcast, we welcome Sean Kerrigan. Sean, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome.
Well, listen, how does it feel to be a bona fide soap opera hunk?
Oh, well, you know, it's a little bit... It's hard for me to say because I don't really see myself as that, but it's pretty exciting.
So with, you know, coming from the world of stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. has it been an adjustment, you know, diving into this dramatic area on Y&R and, you know, learning about fan bases and squish names and all that good stuff?
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you, we're much bigger fan of the squish name Sticky than we are Vitch.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Because Vitch, you don't really know what that sounds like. You're like, what is that exactly?
Like,
a Vitch?
It
almost sounds like it's some sort of disease, like
right.
a guy, or like some sort of bad itch. Vitch.
But aren't you the cure for that? I mean, as a doctor,
yeah,
a medical
I guess. God, what is the cure?
The villain would probably think it was an itch, but
I got a bad Vitch.
Now, you've been some pretty heavy-duty storylines since joining the soap. Stitch has helped his pal Dylan through PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for Nikki Newman as she adjusted to having MS. And now he's, you know, has Victoria Newman, the richest heiress in town, leaning on him as her marriage falls apart. What do you do after taping to sort of shake off some of the emotional baggage of doing a soap?
You know what? It moves so fast. You have to just kind of let it go and then start concentrating on the next episode. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and it's actually kind of cool because you really get to delve into a character being on a soap and really develop a character and work on storylines, and so it's unlike anything I've done before.
Well, it's not like primetime where I guess you go in and you do a one-off and you kind
yeah.
of know what arc that character is dealing with in one episode. You actually get to grow and change over the course of an arc.
Exactly. It's ever-changing, and it's exciting. You know, it makes a lot of fun.
Do you ever find yourself wishing that the powers that be would let Stitch show a more humorous side?
You know, I think eventually, you know, the thing about daytime is, you know, it's about the drama, it's about the storylines, and so, you know, eventually maybe we'll get to see a lighter side to him. I think right now he's got a deep dark secret that he's trying to hide, so
yeah.
I think that's the big thing that's coming out right now.
Now, whether it's scenes flirting with Eileen Davidson's Ashley Abbott or kissing
right.
and consoling Victoria, played by Amelia Hindley, your character tends to elicit a lot of positive response from soap fans. Are you flattered that so many can't wait to see Stitch get busy on the show?
Are you kidding me? I'm blown away by it. I'm more than flattered about the fans. It's been incredible, and you know, it's been. It's been a little bit overwhelming, but it's been incredible.
Putting you on the spot, but if you had to pick, would you be Team Stitch and Ashley or Team Stitch and Vicky?
Can I say that? Can I say who I'm more team? No. You know what? I'm going to leave that up to the fans.
You're pleading the fifth. Oh, my God.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one because I don't want
right.
to give too much. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, you're a smart man. Poor Joshua Morrow.
But I'll say this. I love working with both those actresses, and they're fantastic, and the chemistry is great, and I think it's going to be really exciting, and that's why you guys shouldn't miss Monday's episode. There's going to be some good stuff coming on Monday's episode.
Nice tease.
Yeah, and this interview will
and we're also live tweeting on Monday.
Okay, all right. Well, we know CBS Daytime is all about that live tweeting. Now, you played it smart, because I remember poor Joshua Morrow on the talk, you know, kind of gave an answer to the Epic Fix versus Schick debate, and he had to basically on Twitter for a couple of days. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So,
well, I'd love to give it away, but then what would be the fun of watching it?
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, Stitch's friendship with Billy Abbott's wife has led to some intense confrontation scenes between you and David Tom. What's it like playing out that antagonism, whereas with the previous Billy Miller, Stitch was kind of heading toward a bromance, and then everything kind of shifted with story and new actor, and now, you know, they're enemies. What was that shift like for you?
Well, you know, I think that it's a different actor that you're acting with, and he's been great for me to work with. I think it's always fun to have conflict. You know, people like watching conflict. And so that whole storyline where now Billy and Stitch are kind of going at each other is going to be exciting to watch. And, you know, it's there's nothing like two men fighting over a woman. So that'll be fun.
Jamie mentioned bromances. Stitch is best friends with Dylan McAvoy, played by soap superstar Steve Burton.
Right.
Were you prepared for the glare that came with being part of such a heavily discussed character's introduction to the show?
No, I really wasn't, but he was great. He was great in the whole process. He welcomed me from day one. You know, he sought me out that first day when I was shooting. He said, "Hey, man, you and I are going to be these old army buddies. Let's get to know each other." And we've continued that friendship on and off screen. It's been cool.
Now, you literally crackle opposite Cynthia Watros on the show, the actress who plays Kelly. I mean, we don't know what's going on between these two, but we know that she knows his dirty little secret and he's got the goods on her. Can you give us any – well, you said to watch Monday, but can you give us any little teaser or a hint of what's to come in that dynamic, especially with a new Kelly coming on in the form of Katie McClain?
Well, it's a very complex relationship, I can tell you that. I'll give that away to you. It's a very complex relationship with a lot of history. Me and Cynthia really worked well off each other, and we were creating some great chemistry, when we were on screen together. I'm as sad as I am to see her go, I think that I met Katie today. And I think we're going to have a different kind of chemistry, but I think it's still going to be great. And I hope it crackles the same way, and I think it will.
Do you believe Stitch's friends in Genoa City will turn on him because of what he did in the past?
You know, I think there's a very good possibility of that. I think that, you know, anytime you lie to somebody and you have a deep dark secret that people feel like you haven't shared with them and then they don't really know you, it's gonna be interesting how everybody reacts to that. So.
Well, now
is that the right answer? Is that the right answer?
Hey, there's no right or wrong answers here. We have multiple choice.
It's interesting because I'm trying to like give you guys something, but I don't want to give anything away. So
you're good. You're totally good. Now, Y&R has been keeping you busy, but you found time to make your way to the big screen in Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club. What can you tell us about your character in this flick?
Well, I shot that actually before I came to Young and the Restless.
Okay.
And it was in post-production for a long time. And so we shot this movie down in Atlanta, and I was down there for 2 weeks shooting this movie. I play Tony, who is the love interest of Wendy McClendon's character, Jan, in the movie. And Wendy McClendon Covey, she's on The Goldbergs. She's also in Bridesmaids. And working with her was amazing. You know, we had a lot of laughs on set and off, and it was a lot of fun. Working with Tyler Perry is great too, because he lets you improvise a lot, and you feel a freedom to really you know, just try stuff. And so it was really cool. He created a really cool atmosphere, and he had a big dinner for all the actors to get to know each other, and it was a really great experience.
Now, you mentioned improvising and doing comedy. That you know, that must have been fun to be able to do that on the big screen, you know, having, you know, made a career out of doing that, yeah. You know, on the stand-up circuit.
Yeah. Doing stand-up is, you know, I've been acting for 14 years, but I just started doing stand-up about 5 years ago. And I feel like that's kind of when my career started changing, because I started seeing another side to acting. And that's what was fun about shooting the Tyler Perry movie, is that you got to use some of that humor and got to just experiment and try different stuff, and so it was a lot of fun.
Who do you have an easier time getting a reaction from, soap fans or stand up audiences?
You know, I think if you're doing stand up. And a crowd is like, every crowd is different in stand up. You can have some nights where you just do a set, you kill it, the crowd is just you know, falling out of their chair. And then you can almost do the same exact set the next night and still have a great set, but it's not the same energy. People are a little bit tight, they're not laughing as much, and so stand-up's an ever-changing thing. You never have the same crowd. You never have the same reaction. So stand-up is a whole different beast than acting. As far as, like, the fans for Young and the Restless, man, they're the best fans I've ever experienced in my entire life. They really are. They're loyal, and they love the stories, and they've been nothing but kind to me. So, yeah. You know, I've had
not everybody gets that treatment.
Well, you know what? I consider myself very lucky. And you know, I'm knocking on wood that it stays that way, and that I keep having this same response from all the fans, because they've been incredible. And it's been an incredible experience. And like you said, you're right. I do consider myself lucky.
And you guys just celebrated your 41st anniversary.
Yeah.
At the Young and the Restless. What is it like,
Downer,
you know, being a newbie there to experience, you know, that mile marker?
I'll tell you what it's like. It's probably, I would equate it with what a lot of baseball players would experience if they joined the New York Yankees. Because it's kind of like the New York Yankees of daytime television. Now, I'm sure there's a bunch of Boston fans that won't like that, like that quote. But you know, I mean, the New York Yankees. They're either the New York Yankees, and if you're a Boston fan, then they're the Boston Red Sox. How's that?
Right. Okay.
Of daytime.
Now, the show keeps. We know that, you know, the heat is definitely moving towards Stitch and Victoria. I love them. Love them. Love them. Love them. And I was a huge Billy and Victoria fan, but I'm, you know, loving the chemistry, the sex appeal that you and Amelia share. But, you know, they keep teasing this Ashley thing every time Eileen comes back for a guest spot. So
yeah.
In your dream scenario, would you like to see Victoria and her former stepmother go at it over you?
They've done
it before.
You know, I don't mind seeing them fight over Stitch a little bit. That'd be pretty entertaining. And
a lot of the fans even wanted Stitch with Nikki for a while. And, you know,
oh,
there
man.
Were some saying, "Oh, we wish that, you know, she was his mother." But then there were some like kind of wanting Stitch to, you know, break Nikki's back there at one point.
Hey, the opportunities are endless when it comes to Stitch. Okay, you never know where he's gonna end up. That I'll just say that it's going to be good. And like I said, this Monday's episode, I think you guys will really dig. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting, and it's going to be a steamy episode too.
Okay, awesome. Oh, Stevie, we love that. Now, you're coming up on your first daytime Emmy season and your first, isn't the YNR fan club this summer event? So are you excited to actually get out there on the red carpets and meeting the fans face to face?
Oh, heck yeah. And I already, I went to one of the fan events last year sometime. I'm trying to remember what month that was. So, but I was still very new. I'd only done a few episodes then. So now it's going to be a little bit different. So I'm really excited to meet all the fans. I'm never opposed to a red carpet. Why not? It sounds like fun.
Wear your scrubs. Everybody else will be in tuxes, but you wear,
I'm gonna wear my
scrubs.
I'll just wear my scrubs.
Than anybody on the carpet.
I'm gonna wear my scrubs and my stethoscope.
There you go.
Just go in character.
There we go.
Do you have any other projects coming up that fans can be looking out for?
You know, this last year was I did an episode of Modern Family, but that already aired, and then I did this Tyler Perry movie, and then I have another movie that's coming out right now. It's in post production. It's called Strangely in Love, and that is with Sundance Award winning director Amin Matalka, and it's a great, funny, romantic comedy. It stars Michelle Lang, Amanda Plummer, and Jemuel Morris, and it's a and myself, and it's based on Dostoevsky's classic tale White Nights, and it's a fun romantic movie that I'm really excited about. So I'm really looking forward to that coming out, that's it.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, whatever else you have going, you just let us know, and we will be sure to put it on the blog and let everybody know where they can get out and support you. And we will definitely be watching Monday on The Young and the Restless for this steamy surprise you've teased us with.
Oh, I also wanted to tell you, I also have a production company, and we do WoodheadEntertainment.com. You can see a lot of our funny shorts and stuff, and I've done
like
a number
Favre.
Of. Yep, all that stuff. Yep, you saw the Brett Favre video. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Funny stuff, man.
You can check that out at woodheadentertainment.com, too.
We'll do. We will post a link on the blog. Well, listen, thank you for coming on, and come back anytime.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is a lot of fun. You guys rock.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, bye-bye. Take it easy. Bye.